This is the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast.
How is everybody?
Oh, you know.
Still alive, so there's that.
Okay.
Yeah. Got that going for me.
Okay, wait. Who are we? So we got Brian, you're here. I thought you were going to be the most complicated.
That's right.
Justin.
Why is Brian the most complicated? I mean, other than personality-wise, he's a deep individual.
You know? No. It's just because purely he's a Luddite. That's why.
Apparently, I'm a boomer.
I know. I called Brian a boomer in the group chat. He got mad at me.
Wow.
So, now, JB's the boomer.
I'm definitely the boomer. Yeah. Look, I'm still, like, figuring out Zoom and what to do with it. And then I find out the one who fucking called us boomers literally has never Zoomed.
I haven't had to do it yet.
What have you been doing with your life?
At school, we used Blackboard Collaborative or something like that. It sucked. So.
Okay, you're clearly not learning enough because you don't even know what system you use.
This is the portion of our Zoom call where we critique different video chat software.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a twofer coming in hot.
Hello.
Dirk, did you make that yourself? Nice.
No. I bought it.
Oh, okay.
So does that mean that should we all be wearing masks? Should we be social distancing or social distancing?
Oh, no, I have my tiger skin mask that I bought from hashtag Dark Side Records.
You would have a tiger skin mask.
I made it like a week into this thing, and I hit Tiger King hard. Hard.
As did our entire generation of people. And by that...
I was talking to Justin. He says he's been holding out.
Mm-hmm.
For fear that it's overrated, and I'm like, dude, you have no idea.
Yeah, no.
It's gonna affect your life. Maybe not the way you thought it was gonna affect you, but
you will be touched.
Yeah, you will be affected. Audrey Horn, you have no audio. You're not.
No
saying.
Audio.
No, we can't. No. Hear you.
She's muted herself.
Hey. Here, I'm unmuting. I'm forcing her to be unmuted.
You can do that?
Now I hear her. Okay.
Wait, I can hear her now.
Yeah, she just groaned in exasperation and disgust.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Oh, hey, JJ.
Oh, you got a nice little outside view.
I know.
Yeah, I should have gone outside.
I like that JJ is so classy with his glass of
wine.
I know.
Yeah. You taught me. All I have is shitty PBR.
Well, you know, you're a Gen Zer. What are you going to do?
Does everybody have a beverage?
No. No, mine's in the kitchen.
Cheers, everybody. Great to see all of you.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'll do an intro for anyone who's going to listen to this. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Dark Side Records podcast, brought to you by the good folks who would normally be at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Judges Turnpike.
In Poughkeepsie,
but definitely on the web at darksideRecords.com. Nicely done, everybody. I appreciate that.
Do you have us in?
No, go ahead.
You already... Here we go.
Already interrupted.
I'm so sorry. I totally fucked up the intro for you.
It's okay.
Yes, you did. Yes, you have.
This is normally a podcast.
I was going to say, is it a podcast if we have video?
Yeah. Does this count
as an episode?
This is what everybody is doing right now. Like, as I was talking with Drew, Ken Jeong and Joe McHale have a podcast.
Yep.
And it's basically it's them on Zoom just talking bullshit. And they put it on YouTube and that's a podcast.
So wait.
That's all I got.
Our bullshit activity has gotten even easier and more bullshitty?
Yes. Yes. I don't know if you've been on the internet before, but that's basically
I dabble.
Basically all we have these days.
Are you kidding? I spent like all day waiting for Optimum to call me back because I called like their tech support.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you can do the little sign up for a callback thing. And they're like, oh, someone will call you back in more than 45 minutes. That was at 10 a.m. At 3:36, my phone rings, and I missed the call, of course.
They weren't wrong.
That was like more than 45 minutes.
That's true. No, it's a great way for them to be accurate.
I feel like that is how we should start approaching our customer like service at Dark Side with shit.
Yep.
Like, someone will get back to you in the future. That's it. Yeah. Just total open-ended bullshit. Cool. Well, so for listeners at home.
What are you doing?
We haven't seen each other. I don't know. I'm just trying to bullshit here. You know.
I know. I'm talking to the listeners at home, not you.
Do you have nothing better to do with your nothingness?
What are you doing? That I'm asking to everyone here. How's your quarantine going?
It's going okay.
So, you know,
looking at it, I
don't know. Julia sits in a blank white room and
this
does nothing.
Already every conference call, everyone just talks over each other.
I know it's awesome.
So anyway, so then I got these dog treats. So you guys were supposed to talk over me there. That really sucks. I'm sorry. Julia, how's your quarantine going?
Doing okay. I'm done with college, so now I have like extra time of nothingness.
We'll drink to that.
And just to think, this is actually pretty much what your graduation is also going to look like.
Yeah, pretty much. I have it on Friday.
Did you get one of those really cool, like, John Krasinski graduations, or just like a regular one?
It's supposed to be like a slideshow, so. And we have yet to have like a link or details. So
wait, at least you know how to use Zoom now.
Yeah, that's true. This is like my warm up. Mm-hmm. I don't mess up. It's like you don't fall off the stage as you're walking, but it's like make it to your Zoom graduation.
Then I will point out where the mute button is on your screen because that's going to be real important during your graduation.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Pro tip:
turn your mute on.
Yeah. So
while you're talking shit about people.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Yep, good tip.
Zoom's getting a little feisty and over this whole thing. Getting a little too much business right now. Just kind of like, you're muted.
Are you in a basement right now?
I was going to say, says the man in Uncle Tetchy's basement.
He treats me well, don't worry.
I appreciate everyone's background setups that they've done, I guess with the exception of Julia.
Oh, yeah, I'm in my boyfriend's room. I didn't have much to... I just have the slow dive poster.
Yeah, that's a really boring room. Let's all judge his room.
No, I'm not going to do that.
The difference, though,
I'm going to do that.
Is a minimalist. Drew and Julia's are both just gray. It's just that you can see the cinder blocks of Drew.
True.
Drew looks like he's in a prison. At least I look like I'm in like a bedroom.
I may not be in prison.
No, you look like you're in a mental institution, and Drew looks like he's in a prison.
I feel like Drew looks like he's in an S&M basement right now.
Yeah,
like he's gonna lift up, and there's just gonna be like chains and handcuffs.
We're just gonna get like the gimp Wandomly Randers behind him.
Hence why I can't start the vinyl Instagram yet. This is not the kind of suitable environment for such a thing. It's all about the aesthetic anyway. So
I'll send your uncle a Zoom link so he can get into.
Cool.
Well, if we see Drew get pulled off by a leash in like 10 minutes, we'll know what happened.
He's gonna have to put on the doggy mask first, though, I promise. So Audrey, how's your quarantine going?
Good. I took off and I'm in Highland now, staying at my dad's house.
You look like you're in a log cabin.
I was gonna say you look very rustic.
I'm on the back porch, but pro tip, I'm in a rocking chair. So
nice. Oh, that's why my screen looks like I'm at sea.
I think that Audrey gets the award for having seen the least amount of sunshine during quarantine.
That's just me on a regular day, honestly. I did.
You are so ghostly white looking, though.
Yeah. I didn't think this through because I just got home. So I was like, where's their decent lighting? And nobody's going to come bother me. So I'm on the porch.
I had to add some more light because I felt bad for Audrey because I'm done for second place.
Oh, yeah. I'm a close third.
JB looks like every hacker on like a network drama.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, like, no, he looks like the tech guy. You know, To Catch a Predator's like interview room.
He's like covered in tattoos, he's in the metal, but you know, everybody else in the office is wearing a suit and he's
Oh, Ace, I thought you had a challenge for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Enhance.
Is that the red or the white?
I actually watched that movie the other day.
Ace Ventura?
I watched like something good and then I cleansed my palate with something terrible.
That's not a terrible
What was the terrible thing you watched?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you just described an Academy Award winning gem.
The other night, I watched a Story Screen watch along that was Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, of course. And then I followed it up for some reason with Austin Powers.
That's a good double feature.
Yeah, it's a good double feature.
That's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that choice of yours.
Yeah.
Like
you know what it was?
Cats.
the amount that I could still quote Austin Powers disturbed me a little bit. How many lines I still remember to this day. I mean, same for Groundhog Day, but...
That's me with three, with Goldmember.
That's what I watched.
You're
I watched
Goldmember.
Yeah, fook me and fook you.
Oh. That's the cringiest part of the whole fucking movie is fook me and fook you.
That shaped my childhood.
Yep. It's more racist in the movie, I promise. It made me think about that. I feel like that movie came out at the same time that Gwen Stefani was doing her Asian appropriation phase. And that was, it was like a scene, you know? It was like everybody was appropriating Asian culture at that time.
Wasn't Scarlett Johansson cast in that Ghost in the Shell movie?
She was.
She, yep. That was a whole thing, right?
That already came out. That exists.
Yeah, I'm behind the times. But
oh, well then, Birdo, I have news for you, my friend, that we could talk about on a different podcast, but there's a certain cut that announced it is officially coming out on HBO Max.
For what?
The Snyder Cut is officially coming out.
Oh.
On HBO Max. Our favorite director.
Tom Snyder?
Tom Snyder.
Tom Snyder.
Does anybody here get that joke?
Nope.
Jamie, you're the oldest. You have the best chance of getting that joke.
Hang on, let me go Google Tom Snyder really quick.
He used to be on, it was a show, it was a guy who had a talk show on after Letterman in the early 90s.
No. No.
Only Justin has the knowledge of at post Letterman talk show hosts of the 90s.
That's 100% true, and that is for our, I'm going to say, 45-plus audience who is watching right now. They'll very much appreciate my Tom Snyder reference.
Oh, well, here's him interviewing Charles Manson.
See?
Hey. So he got all the scoops.
That was a weird late night episode, I got to say. Okay. Here is interviewing either John Lennon or Geddy Lee. I'm not sure which one it is. Birdo, how's your quarantine going?
It's good. It's nice.
Yay, pretty.
It's actually involved a lot more farming than I ever anticipated. Because like this shit started going down, and my wife was like, "Well, I'm starting a vegetable garden," and we're like revitalizing our orchard that's been out back and dormant for 5 years. I have not been holed up in the Great White Cabin with Audrey and Drew.
So wait, so does that mean that we're gonna have Beehole Farms fresh apple juice coming to the store?
I mean, you're picking the most obscure things to, I mean, maybe, yeah, we'll see.
You said you had an orchard.
Is an orchard. We've got like two apple trees and we'll see if they live.
There's two apple trees make an orchard.
Well, there's also a series of pear trees, and I just planted some berry bushes yesterday. So, well, you know, we'll see.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I assume the word orchard was specific to apples. I don't know why.
I believe it just means fruit. Like a fruit farm.
So I could have like a pineapple orchard?
Isn't it an orchard?
I don't know. I don't see why
it
not.
It sounds weird, you know, but an apple orchard, that makes sense.
Brian down.
Oh, no.
I hear you, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know.
Olympus is fallen.
I feel like
someone's trying to call me. Here we go. I called it. I called it.
I feel like this sums up Brian's quarantine.
Shut up, Julia.
He's just in a dark pit of despair.
He actually took the phone call. Okay, so that's what's
No, I didn't take the phone call. I just don't know how to make it go away. It's not giving me the option to make it go away.
Brian, hang up the phone.
No, patch him in, Brian. Patch him in.
No!
When you don't want to talk to
patch
someone,
anybody in.
There's the red button that says decline.
There it is.
Welcome back.
You're back.
There was Brian. No like real button. It was either accept and hold or end and accept. And I was like, you can't end and accept at the same time. I'll just wait for this to go away.
Well, sometimes you do have to just accept the end.
I guess that's true.
I feel like a lot of us should probably be there at this point.
Give it a couple more weeks.
Speaking of which, Brian, you never explain the owl over your shoulder. You seemed surprised by it, which made me wonder, are you in someone else's home?
I am.
Be careful of Drew. I just learned the other day that he's afraid of owls. A little bit.
You're afraid of owls?
Not like all owls. I thought I was like trained as well. Like the big owls that are like, I wouldn't want to see one late at night, like perched right over.
That's what you're afraid of.
First of all, late at night, you will never see the owl. It will fuck you before you see it coming.
Wait.
There's some fear there.
I've got an owl who like lives around here. He's my friend. I haven't named him yet, but there's an owl.
Like some of them get like kind of huge, and that kind of creeps me out.
Says the man who wears a donkey mask recreationally.
Gotta wait and.
I don't really understand how birds reproduce, so I feel like being fucked by an owl is a pretty rough way to go.
I didn't mean like literally, like
No, I meant let it go. Let it be
decapitated and mauled.
I also like it's like spins its head all the way around almost. But like it's also kind of creepy too.
That's not the creepy part, but it's creepy.
Oh, look back at it.
That brings up a good point, is that conversation came up because Drew recently just finished the entire first two seasons of Twin Peaks.
Whoa.
It was welcome. Wow.
Raise your hand if you've finished the first two seasons of Twin Peaks.
Got more work to do now.
Yeah, I never did. I finished one.
Berto, you didn't watch the end of two?
I think I got halfway through two and I got distracted by something else. Probably Game of Thrones, which ultimately wasn't worth it.
You son of a bitch.
The end of season two. That's the money.
All right. And then season three is the one that he just did, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Drew, I can't wait for you to watch that.
Now to start.
I feel like I should rewatch that, too. I haven't watched it since it was live, like on actual TV.
Same.
I'm due for a rewatch.
Did anyone else watch the Clone Wars finale?
So anyway, what is everyone listening to this quarantine?
The
hard-hitting questions here.
Wait, something new or just what we've been listening to?
Both. See, this is called a tie-in. See,
been doing a lot of bath time songs with with my son during bath time.
That's cute.
Like what?
There's a Raffi song about ducks,
mm-hmm.
And the apples and bananas song.
Can you sing one?
Verses of that.
I will not sing one.
Do you sing the song that's something about apples and beninis and bononos?
Yes. Okay, that's the apples bonono. Yeah. Okay, so I remember that song from when I was a kid. And it wasn't until my wife pointed out to me one night, we're doing a bath time and like singing that song, that it's all the vowels. He's like, it's a learning song about vowels. And I'm like, well, my mind was blown because I thought he was being stupid and mispronouncing the name of vegetables and fruits.
I'm sorry you had to learn that 30 years later.
So am I.
I might lose my vowels, so.
What were you trying to say, Audrey?
I was saying it's apples and bananas.
That's it.
And I've been listening to Grimes.
Nice. I want to check them out.
Oh, I forgot to mention like serious things. I went through a Dylan phase a couple weeks ago for like 3 weeks straight.
I just watched the documentary that they just put on Netflix, and it was amazing.
Oh, the Rolling Thunder review one?
No, the other one. The one from earlier that they just added.
No Direction Home.
Oh, No Direction Home. I never made it. I started that.
Yeah,
and it's on Netflix.
Damn it, Berto.
I know. I don't finish it. What can I say? Dorian, do you want to make a cameo?
Yes!
Hold on. JB's requesting your presence.
Oh, buddy. Come here. Oh.
No! Look at that little face. He's and that great shirt.
Shirt from Uncle Justin and Aaron. Do you see people?
Oh my god, he's so cute.
He's actually getting quite used to Zoom. He thinks this is how real people are now. Like no one exists besides my parents and these weird flat people.
It's gonna be a whole generation of people, man.
Apples and bananas. Apparently more people here knew the song. Yeah, several people know the apples and bananas song. Are you just being weird and staring at them?
Yep.
He's got a very prominent smile for what's happening.
There's a lot of stimulation here. There's like colors and masks and shit.
He kind of looks like a drunk John Candy on camera right now.
Dark side by side right now. Screenshotting, baby.
I've been listening to an embarrassing amount of the new Poppy record, if anyone has listened to Poppy.
Interesting. Poppy.
Yeah, is it like I Poppy or like Poppy, like poppy seed?
Like the seed, but I mean, you pronounce it however you want to pronounce it.
How is the record?
Is it baby metal, but American?
It's baby metal, but American and very strange and very well written. Like every song has things that like I pull out of them. Every time I do a listen, like I hear a thing and there are all these tiny little callbacks to songs, and it's like I'm embarrassed that I like it so much for some reason, but it's like a really good listenable record, and it's only like, it's a half an hour long, so you could burn through it real quick.
I'm Poppy.
I've seen some of the Poppy interviews. She's like, there's quite a lot going on there. She's just like very like mysterious and strange.
I learned that she wrote a bunch of songs for Grimes. So if you like Grimes, you might like Poppy.
Okay.
They sound very fucking similar. But on this record, she obviously goes very metal.
Hi, Poppy.
We have the exclusive LP in stock right now for anybody who needs it.
Oh.
Boom. Yeah, I might pick that one up.
I've been listening to the new Chicano Batman.
Oh, it's so good.
Only one in Poughkeepsie.
No, it's good. I really like it too.
Brian, what about you? Sorry, Julia, you can go. You can go. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Actually, today, Jeff Rosenstock dropped an album, No Dream. So I've been listening to that all day. So that's like really recent. And then other than that, I've been listening to The Garden a lot. They're like an art punk band. And the Fiona Apple record.
Yes.
I've been listening to a bunch of newer stuff. The new Fiona Apple album.
Yes.
New Strokes album. So the Chicano Batman I've been really liking. And then the Jason Isbell album that just came out too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, a lot of good new stuff this year, despite everything.
I'm going to forget all of it, but come, December.
I like the chorus of unenthused yeses for Jason Isbell. You're like, Jason Isbell. And everyone's like,
It's because it's really good, but it's really depressing.
Yeah. My life's a mess. I shaved and I don't like it.
That's why you're wearing the mask.
That's the mask.
Come on, Girk. Let's see it. Let's see it. Come on.
All right. Hold on.
Baby face. Come on.
I don't want to steal Girk's thunder at all here, but I feel you because like the first week of quarantine, I shaved everything but a mustache, and it was fucking terrible. It was a terrible, terrible mistake.
You should have kept that. Are you insane?
I was going to say, I've been strongly considering a quarantine mustache, like just like taking it all off with the mustache.
Do it.
See, that's the thing. I've been encouraging people to do that. And
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. You look like,
It's like the SpongeBob episode. My eyes!
And then I got this other mask and it doesn't work. It just makes it worse.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, that's,
it matches the Grimace cup, though.
Yeah,
I don't even know. None of you would remember this. JB, you might. Do you remember like the first year of Darkseid's existence when Justin accidentally shaved off his beard?
I have a picture of it. You want me to bring it up?
Yes,
please.
I do.
Yes.
I do right now.
I need something.
I mean, this was back when we were living together, and there was just like one morning you were like running late or something, and I'm like, you didn't know where you were, and you came out like all like. You had your hair down, and you were just the hair of shame was down.
Yeah, I did my best to hide it.
It happens to the best of us.
What happened? You got like a new clipper or something, and the settings were totally.
Yeah, I had gotten a new trimmer, and so I thought I could take care of it and get a nice like even trim.
Hey.
And it did not work. It was crazy short,
mm-hmm.
and so mm-hmm. I was left with no choice but to shave it off.
That is why I work for you. The literally the same thing. The first time I used my new razor. That Sammy got me for Christmas. I've been holding out. I'm like, no, my old one's fine. And then I use this one, and I can't take off half my fucking sideburn.
It's okay. It grows back. It's okay.
Exactly.
And we're in quarantine. Right. Nobody fucking cares. That's why we should all just grow mustaches. I've done facial hair shit.
I got to sleep with someone that cares.
It's okay. I've been reading Nick Cave's little Red Hand Files thing that came through, and you can send him questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked him just randomly, why did you shave off your glorious mustache from like the mid-90s?
Mm-hmm.
You can anonymously like say who it's from. I just said it was from a man considering a mustache against the advice of his wife.
Was it you, Bruno, who did the handlebar mustache? Or was that Kodish that year?
I did one. I know it was when we went to LA for a Music Biz because pictures of me and Ryan Adams and Chuck D are with the handlebar.
Hell yeah!
Look, I feel like we should
handlebar's a good look.
We should bring it back. We should do quarantine mustaches.
Julia, okay. Audrey, you in?
I'm in.
All right, stop shaving.
Well, Audrey, right. She shaved over here.
Never mind.
That's it. That's all I got.
It looks good.
It looks good.
I've been doing it myself, which is a fucking dangerous game. It's like giving yourself bangs.
Oh, yeah.
We just heard several horror stories about what happens when you DIY facial things.
Wait, do you do both sides or just one side?
Just one side, and I've been fucking up edging it, so.
Oh, wow. I'd be terrified to do that.
I look at it at the most awkward angle and just kind of guess. So.
Right. As you do.
Mm-hmm. Drew, you got a haircut the other day, right? You get that happy ending you were talking about?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my uncle cut it. Yeah.
Girk, I hate to do this. I'm so sorry to make this reference because I love you so much. And you are a dear friend of mine.
Disappeared.
But do you remember Joel Gertner from ECW?
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's what I feel like your goatee looks like. I'm so sorry.
It does.
Oh, wait.
Quiet coyote.
Wait, did I get the peach?
No. It's too sweet. It's too sweet. Wait, Kirk, I'm 100% just putting this together, and I mean this totally seriously. Is it actually a quiet coyote? Because they do this, and the group was called the Wolf Pack.
Right.
So is this supposed to be a wolf?
Yeah, I mean, they call it Wolf Hands.
It is Wolf Hands is what they call it? So yeah. Is it actually, JJ has been right this whole time? It's actually a quiet coyote?
Thank you!
Could be.
This fucking blew my mind.
He's
elementary school shit I'm giving you right here. Shh.
Oh my god.
My man.
Dino Nugs.
Dino Nugs are the best.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs died for this.
Not how any of that works.
That's not science. This works.
Of Kentucky.
I was just saying there's like 5 states where that's in the textbooks.
Well, fun fact, if you ever go to the Cabazon Dinosaurs, that's the it's like a dinosaur exhibit place that you can go in, I'm pretty sure, in California. It's where they filmed the dinosaur scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, if you're familiar with that scene.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually go all the way up like into the Tyrannosaurus's mouth, and it's like a spot and you can sit and look out and shit. But anyway, so they have this whole thing where you go through this dino park and you can take pictures with dinosaurs, you can sit on dinosaurs, you learn about dinosaurs, and then literally it's a thing where they walk you through this whole outdoor thing, and you get to the last building and you go up these stairs. The place is owned by born-again Christians, and everything on the walls is like, this is why dinosaurs are a hoax. And God is real, and dinosaurs were put here to test us, and all this creation is shit, and it's insane. Go.
No. That sounds pretty much right.
Because all the crazy shit is in Texas, but there is a theme park where they try to tell you that the dinosaurs and the Bible existed at the same time. So you see dinosaurs with humans, and you can go in and talk to all these people, and that's how they say
it. Was that in Ridiculous?
Real.
That's
a different theme park.
That was Jesus Land. The one Audrey's talking about, I believe, is the Creationist Museum by Ken Ham, which is in Kentucky.
In Kentucky? Actually.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. They built a gigantic, like, huge Noah's Ark, and it has, like, 2 of everything in it, because, you know, that happens.
Yep.
So, you know, that's science.
You remember in the Bible, Jesus rid the dinosaur? Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a pretty good. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty good part. My favorite part.
There was a really creepy spot when I was driving Route 66. The Precious Moments Factory and Museum. That's just white.
The museum.
Yeah, Berto's a museum sayer.
That's weird. Yes. What do you? What's
museum sayer?
What's the 2-letter thing that you watch movies and programs on? What do you call that?
A television.
But it's 2, the abbreviated version with 2 letters. How do you say that?
A TV?
The telly?
God damn it. I was just trying to figure out if you're a TV man or a TV man.
TV.
You're a TV?
TV. Yeah.
I don't hear the
hard V.
Everyone else? Yeah, hard V. What do you call that thing?
TV.
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 TV. Yeah, I think hard V. God damn it, I never thought of that before.
Yeah.
I'm a TG.
Shameless self-promotion.
So what has everyone been watching this quarantine?
Community.
JJ's beautiful face.
I just finished Community.
About like 2 6.
Days ago. Those last two episodes are fucking stellar. The whole show is so good, but the last two episodes, holy fuck, they're so good. They're so good.
I'm in season 2 of the rewatch, but I've seen it before.
Yeah, I heard about an Easter egg that I didn't know about. That I guess if you look in the background, and I think it's in season 2 or 3, there's a background story in which Abed helps deliver a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
It's just he's like in the background, and there's just like a couple scenes throughout the season of him like he's like talking to the pregnant woman. And then, like, then the boyfriend comes in another scene and like pushes him in the bush, or like, no, he almost pushes him. And then he runs away, and then by the end of it, he's actually helping deliver the baby in the background.
I had no idea. Yep.
That's funny. It's awesome.
I noticed that while it was happening, I was like, "Is Abed delivering a baby in the background of this shot?" And then they called back to it like 2 seasons later, and I was like, "There you go."
And then there's the Beetlejuice Easter egg, in which I guess in the first 2 seasons, season 1 they say Beetlejuice randomly, season 2 they say Beetlejuice randomly, and then in season 3 Annie or Britta says Beetlejuice, and someone walks behind them in the hallway in a Beetlejuice costume, and just walks by. It's like just another student like walking by in the background, but
that's awesome.
So good.
And shit like that.
It's got to be one of the written shows, like at least sitcoms, you know, of memory.
That's what makes it great.
Super meta.
Yeah. Also been watching a show called Twin Peaks, as we've discussed before.
Good move.
What else? Who else is watching? What you got, peeps?
I watched Clone Wars, the last season.
Is that the animated show?
About Dolly the sheep, the first animal to be cloned?
No, but I knew you'd have something.
I like that from where Birdo's video is right now. It looks like he has like a spike that's dangling directly over his head.
You're not wrong. Like, I mean, there are these like things in my ceiling here.
And each wrong answer gets closer and closer. What are you watching?
Dolly the sheep.
Wrong! Oh, and I've been watching The Last Dance for all the sports people.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
That's true. 10-part documentary series.
Isn't that the thing about the basketball guy?
The basketball guy. It's about when he took tango lessons for... in the 90s.
Nice. Okay.
The unofficial first season of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Jay-Z's like, I don't know.
Is anyone else excited for sports not to come back? Probably.
Is anyone watching NASCAR? Okay. I realized I knew the answer to that question before I said it.
No, you're wrong.
I'd rather watch those sports personally.
Tiger King is enough.
Maybe you watched it because glorious. Apparently what they've been doing, someone needs to confirm this and check this, but what I heard is that for NASCAR, they're still doing the races, but they're all socially distant and digital. So the drivers are in cars with screens, and they like are on a virtual I've heard, track.
Yeah, they're doing that, but it doesn't count. They're not counting it for their seasonal like positions and stuff.
What's the point then?
They're not going to count. I don't know.
Yeah, but like I saw on John Oliver this week that apparently like basketball games are happening via like Madden, NBA, 2K, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like they're literally showing people play video games on ESPN. The head coach of the New York Knicks basketball 2K team went to my high school.
Guy well, from the video so game? What?
I just found out that Pat Riley is an alum of Schenectady High School, goddammit. Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we learned that.
Is that who the gym's named after? I couldn't remember who the gym was named after.
I'm pretty
after.
Sure it's the name the gym is named after, yeah.
I thought it was someone else, like Vince Lombardi or something. But
no, that's the Super Bowl guy, I think.
Okay.
He's the foosball guy.
We're all very well versed like in sports. Right
now. It's the one that would they take the ball and they squish it and it's weird looking and they throw it.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking of kicky ball. That's what you're thinking of.
Yes, kicky ball. Kicky ball that is thrown with hands.
Oh, maybe it's throwing
anybody
ball.
Anybody going to watch the marble races?
I subscribed. I'm in.
This is where we're at with sports.
I mean, did you watch John Oliver this week, maybe?
No.
You don't know.
He did a whole thing about sports, and there's this thing that John Oliver ended up sponsoring called Gels Marble Sports or something like that, and it's a guy in Norway who does these crazy elaborate marble races, and there's like legitimate teams, and he has 20,000 live viewers per race. It's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of effort that's put into it. I mean, the tracks look incredible. Like
they do.
He builds all the same tracks.
There's marbles. There's marble fans in the stands and everything. It's insane. And there's guys who commentate the races of like marbles running down dirt hills and shit.
Okay. I hope there's the equivalent of like the Spanish announce team who, you know, like during soccer, they're like, go!
Did John Oliver make fun of UFC? Because they've actually run some events. So I've actually gotten my sport fill.
It was primarily about WWE.
Oh, yeah.
He did mention AEW and UFC.
Yeah, because UFC actually, their first event back, only one guy and his team tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh. Only one guy.
That only guy. One, the only one who's one, sweating bled everywhere.
Just one guy, two of his teammates, staying in the hotel with you know, the UFC guys and the AEW.
Oh, is that it?
AEW shares the same hotel with it.
Fine. It's fine. Like,
this is fine.
It's sports.
Apparently, people from like the production crew of WWE wrote anonymous letters to like the governor of Florida asking them to repeal the allowance for WWE to operate there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an anonymous person named John, they said. They're like, it's not Johnson.
Yeah. He's a company man through and through.
Okay. Absolutely.
It was John Bryan.
I can't remember the last time I wrote a letter. I wrote my mom a birthday card. I don't know if that counts.
Aww. It was lovely not going to concerts.
I'm so bummed. I was supposed to see 1975 in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, Weezer's canceled.
Who were you supposed to go see, Audrey?
Last Friday was Purity Ring. Tomorrow was 2 Feet, who I know you love, JB. At and then this weekend was supposed to be the Boston Calling, which was Fighters, Rage, and Chili Peppers Friday, Saturday.
That's a sick lineup. That sucks.
I was supposed to be there.
I know. I was thinking about going for their day.
My birthday's Sunday. I bought tickets for all 3 days, and I'm like, cool. Now I'm just going to get that back and not see them.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, I had tickets to see Bikini Kill. That got postponed. I had tickets to see Elder and Basque, and I had tickets to see Faith No More as well.
Mm. Yeah, shit. I had Rage and Run the Jewels at the Garden.
Yeah.
But they said that they rescheduled everything for next year.
Mm-hmm.
But so
like August or September, I got some sort of notification that we're playing Madison Square Garden this fall.
Yeah, that was that, but it got moved now to next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like it was middle August. It was like a Wednesday show, and I didn't give up. Fuck, it was gonna be great.
Exactly.
I have dogs going crazy here.
Yeah, look at them going crazy. It's insane over there.
Like, please pet me.
I'll wag my tail.
They want their dinner.
Dino nuggets?
No dino nuggets here, Kirk.
Nah.
Because you never brought any over.
No, I'm about to say, because you guys have respect for your bodies.
I've eaten pretty much half of a container of peanut butter filled pretzels.
Right, I love them. They're called Munch King.
Munch King.
It's my name now.
Well, Jenny must be happy.
What did you call me on the video? You called me Pelvis Presley. And then, Audrey, I made a Harry Potter reference. And I don't know shit about Harry Potter.
I was going to say, you don't know Harry Potter. How come you make a Harry Potter reference?
I was talking about the Patronus, and I said, oh, Patronus, that's what I call my Patrinus.
Oh, she didn't like that one.
Wow.
She didn't like that one.
It's supposed to be an embodiment. It's an animal that embodies you, your spirit. So if you want your
Patronus. It's basically your spirit animal. Your spirit animal is a penis. Great.
No. My penis.
I believe that.
Mine, by the way, in case you're wondering.
So wait. The whole time you kept saying Patronus was a Harry Potter reference?
Yeah.
I just thought you were really fond of mispronouncing Patron.
I love that you didn't know that.
Why would I fucking know that?
I don't know. He doesn't do the Potter thing.
Gerdo, like 15 years ago, the first Harry Potter book to read. I read like 10 pages of it. I was like, this is a story for children. And I closed it and went and jerked off or something. Like,
that's why chapter 2 was sticky.
Chapter 2?
And the sorcerer's bone. Or Harry Potter and the Order of the Penis.
Oh my god.
I get these references. Anybody reading anything good on that note?
I've just been reading a lot of Stephen King books. The usual.
I finally read the Sick Bag song, JJ.
Oh yeah.
I had the slipcase version you gave me a couple years ago, and I'm like,
yeah,
no, fuck it. I'm
good.
In quarantine.
It's
I'm going to read it.
Have you? This is not reading at all. But have you watched Bad Seed TV yet?
I've tuned in periodically. I haven't actually
seen it a couple times, and I really enjoy it. Actually.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't,
no one else here cares.
Nick Cave launched a 24-hour YouTube channel called Bad Seed TV.
A YouTube channel?
YouTube.
YouTube.
That's how they say it in Europe. Thank you.
YouTubes.
Noob tube.
Red tube.
No, Kirk, that's different. That's a different seed.
That's the boob tube.
That's the good seed.
I have been reading Laura Jane Grace's book, Tranny, which I will point out, Julia, who in this video is directly here to my left, your
it's
right.
It's really weird because you're actually pointing to me now.
On your screen.
You're pointing to me on my screen.
Okay, good.
It's right on my screen, so it's fine.
What matters is on Julia and my screens. I'm pointing to the right person. So thank you, Julia. I know I took forever.
I lent it to you a year ago.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that for anybody who wants to read Lauren Jane Grace's Tranny, we have it in stock right now.
It's really good.
It is really good. Can confirm. And as soon as this coronavirus thing is done, I will give it back to you.
Okay, no problem.
And unlike JJ's copy of Harry Potter...
I'll say, make sure it's clean, all right? If it's not clean, I don't want it back, okay?
You give JB a book called Tranny and you think he's not going to do something filthy with it?
Oh, no! Boo, I don't like that joke. I don't like that
joke. You're welcome.
I back you up, Julia, and your response was hilarious. So... Yeah, you were both correct and funny, which is the best way to be, really.
Of course, yeah. It only happens every once in a while.
Don't sell yourself short. Well, I found a funny thing that I thought I would share with you guys. According to Music on Vinyl, not to be confused with mobile fidelity.
Oh, I had a good laugh that day.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
They fucking swarmed you.
For anyone who doesn't know, I made a post where I was showing a picture of Music on Vinyl titles, and I did a whole write-up and description of mobile fidelity and tagged mobile fidelity in it. They were very gentle about letting me know that I had...
I don't know about that, because all I saw was a message pop up on my phone that said, Mobile Fidelity says these are not Mobile Fidelity titles. With like a stern period at the end of it.
Oops.
I think I looked at Brian and I went, classic JB.
Look, in the history of like 1,000 posts that have been made over the past few years, I'd say doing pretty good. Very few that, you know, except for anything having to do with Tool or typo negative. Those motherfuckers are making sure to let me know that I mispronounced one person's name that one time.
Don't forget about Kiss.
And the YouTube comments.
Or when you said something about the name of a song and it was like the wrong record.
Yes.
That you were voting for Tool. And I was like, we know. Like, we know.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't. I felt like I was justified on that one in, I don't normally... like as a practice, I don't normally correct people when they leave comments on our shit if they're wrong. I just let them slide under the radar. But I made a post about Tool for the anniversary of 10,000 Days that was celebrating its anniversary, 20 years or something like that. And I wrote Spiral Out, and somebody wrote wrong album. And I
asshole.
And I literally I spent like 10 minutes Googling, going like, no, I definitely posted the right album. Did I post the wrong artwork? What the fuck did I do? And then I finally was like, no. I'm sticking my guns on this one. And I wrote, tell me what's wrong about it. And he goes, Spiral Out is technically a lyric on a different record. And I was like, you motherfuck. Tool fans, thank you for shopping at Darkside. But I'm looking at you, all right? Thank you. But so I was looking at this... thing that was posted by Music on Vinyl. I know because it's written there in text. And they have a chart here that was the genres that people listen to. Although I guess I really should have seen where they pulled this sources from. This is going to be really bad now because I'm realizing I thought this article was what people are listening to during quarantine, but it's really the average genres of what people were listening to in 2019.
So you failed on multiple levels in the last 10 seconds.
But I got to tell a good Tool story. Does anyone want to guess in 2019 what the most listened to genre was according to Music on Vinyl?
Adult contemporary.
Pop.
Now, it's going to be some obscure shit because not only are they a Dutch company, but it's going to be some like subgenre bullshit.
The Dutch. I just watched Goldmember, so I'm like really up on my Dutch jokes. Yeah.
Oh, bong and a blintz.
Walter Matthau. Nope, pop music. Pop music. Only 9.8% of people listen to pop music.
Good
K-pop.
Doesn't sound very popular.
I feel like that's K-pop. Yeah, I feel like it's bullshit.
Got
him. K-pop is not on the list. No.
Oh wait, they're not on vinyl. Is it right?
Is it vinyl or?
I think it's just in general. Right?
I want to point out that 4.3% of people listen to what's called urban music.
The hell is that?
You gotta get rid of racist. That's a racist like, term.
They're the Dutch.
Still does that shit. Like, there's the urban Hot 100 or whatever, and all they really mean is like R&B and hip hop generally.
Yep.
Like, why not just fucking say it?
Yeah.
They're Dutch. They're racist.
Music on vinyl?
No, Mobile Fidelity.
I was talking about Billboard.
I thought this thing was I thought this article was music on vinyl.
I know the difference between music on vinyl and Mobile Fidelity. Okay,
it's mobile on fidelity.
Thank you, Gert.
No, that's the bootleg version.
Well, 55.6% of people listened to rock music. That's the number one listened to genre.
You can't stop rock and roll.
Thank you, Tyler.
Is rock and roll dead?
Ain't dead. It's just noise pollution.
Can I just say, music on vinyl, if you're listening to this, I have several questions about these statistics and where they came from.
Listening to us.
Actually,
we're not going to watch this.
Several questions.
Guest for tonight
is
Mr. Vinyl himself.
Hello, Shell. I'm music on vinyl.
You can pay him
on that note, guys, I actually have to get going.
One Dutch reference and he's out. That's it.
I can't handle the Dutch.
I know.
I don't do Dutch.
Go! He doesn't appreciate
wooden shoes. Well, then I will just say, it's great to see everyone. I'm so happy to see all your faces. I miss you all a lot, and I don't know what the new normal is going to be in the future.
It's a Zooey Deschanel show, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Doesn't. The new abnormal now.
Right.
Hey!
So,
hey,
we have that in stock as well on Vital.
Oh, boy.
I'll be stroking.
Okay.
Can we get Clarence Carter on the Zoom?
He's like, still, isn't he like $5,000 to book?
We did look
that up.
Is he on Cameo?
I wish.
I doubt it.
Justin, did they expect you to be on Cameo? What happened with that?
Yeah, you set that up, so I'd assume you had the answer to that question.
They're probably like, who the fuck is Justin Johnson from Poughkeepsie? And they're like, nope.
Okay, for the record, you should have read the bio that I wrote for him for this thing. It was like, they ask you like how many social media followers you have. And I were like, oh, we have on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we have well over 15,000 if you add them all together.
Oh, if you add them all together. Yeah, I was about to say.
Still more and I was relevant like, than Bo Bice. So that should have been my tagline, just better than Bo Bice, and I could have been.
Yeah, all right, when I reapply, that's what I'm going to write.
All right.
So I'm glad to see all of you stay warm, stay healthy, stay safe. Yeah. Wash your hands.
Cool. Are we done? Yeah,
wash your hands.
Is that what's happening, or no, is this Birdo?
I'm done. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Since Birdo's leaving, I'm going to consider this the end of the recorded podcast.
Oh, he's episode. Doing that thing where he like records the ending in the middle because someone's leaving.
And then we just end abruptly.
And it's always
later.
You, Birdo.
No, Birdo.
It's usually
you.
Me.
Birdo, the thing is, if I upload this video, they're going to obviously see that you're not here anymore.
They might. They might notice that, but they're people watching the internet, and they're idiots, so they might not.
You heard it here. You heard that guy right there. I want to put
okay,
it also.
Okay.
Right,
okay. Also, Drew just got up. Did anyone Julia. Notice he was wearing pants?
Can we talk about disturbed. That? Can we talk about that? Drew is only in his underwear. Can we talk
I was
about that?
Say, I didn't see pants.
I'm like John Krasinski.
Oh,
some good news.
Yeah,
but in the episode, and he gets up, and he's always wearing boxers or something.
Oh yeah.
It's John Oliver.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, same guy.
Two different shows, baby.
Drew, stop jimming the camera right now.
I saw in the video that you guys proudly highlighted the Cake Boss box set. Absolutely. My sister, before I even told her, was like, I hope that they're doing everything they can to promote that and show it off. And I was like, oh, don't you worry. It's going to be on the counter for every single business.
So
you know what? The best part was that like whenever somebody didn't dib something, we just brought Cake Boss back in and we're like, oh, no, no one fucking cares.
Hey, what are you think I'm going to fucking dib?
So, oh wait, so Drew, this means you don't listen to the Dark Side Records podcast.
Oh no, I saw that. That was amazing.
Did you listen? Because we dedicated like 10 minutes to shitting all over
the whole thing. Yeah, she was like crying. It was so funny.
Okay, good.
I'm clicking the red button now.
Okay, so everyone, thank you for listening. On behalf of Dark Side Records, I'm JB.
I'm JJ.
I'm Jim.
I'm Birdo. I'm over here.
I'm JAM.
Thanks for watching. Of course, we are not open, but you can find all information about our availability. We're doing shipping and select deliveries. If you talk to JJ real nice, he'll come by.
No,
the
take that shit out of the advertising. I don't want to do it anymore.
Or if your child is having a birthday and you want him to do a drive-by with the fire trucks, call
that
through.
Sounds really violent and dangerous.
A drive-by with fire trucks.
It's a big hosing.
And we can't wait to see all of you again in store really soon. So thank you, and thank you for your support.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.